Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive? Today, we're getting into something that might sound a little intimidating at first parametric estimating.
Oh yeah, it can sound like that for sure.
But trust me, it's actually a really cool and useful tool, even for everyday life.
Absolutely.
We've got some great articles lined up from Wrike and some other project management resources, and even some real-world case studies to kind of break it all down.
Awesome.
So, you know, basically parametric estimating is a way to kind of predict like how long a project will take, how much it's going to cost, and what resources you'll need. And it does that by, you know, using historical data and bit of math.
Yeah, exactly. It brings a little bit more of a, I guess you could say, scientific approach to planning instead of just going with your gut or copying what you did last time.
Yeah, I feel like I do that a lot.
I mean, we all do, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So this is perfect for our listeners because I know you all love to plan ahead and get things done like efficiently.
For sure.
So this technique, it's often used by project managers, but it can be helpful for anyone, honestly.
Yeah.
If you're planning a project, whether it's for work or even something like planning a vacation.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we keep saying parametric estimating, but what exactly does that mean?
I mean, think of it this way, right? Imagine you're planning a road trip.
Okay.
And you could just, like, guess how long it's going to take, like, based on distance.
Right.
But a more accurate way would be to factor in things like, you know, traffic, road conditions, how many stops you're going to make, stuff like that.
Right.
And those factors are kind of like the parameters in parametric estimating.
Oh, okay. So it's not just looking at how long a similar project took before.
Right.
It's about understanding why it took that long.
Right.
And then you can adjust your estimates based on those unique factors that your project has.
Exactly. You're basically looking for this sort of statistical relationship.
Statistical relationship.
Yeah, between how the project performed in the past and what you need now.
Okay. Statistical relationship.
Hmm.
That sounds maybe a little intimidating to some folks.
Yeah.
Can you break that down a bit more for us?
Yeah. So basically it means that certain factors, right?
Yeah.
They can have a measurable impact on what happens with the project.
Okay.
So for instance, you know, let's say you're organizing a fundraising campaign.
Yeah.
You might notice that how much money you raise is directly related to how many volunteers you have.
That makes sense, yeah.
Or in software development, like you could say the number of lines of code, you know, it could be connected to the time it takes to finish a feature.
So you're not just like blindly copying data from an old project. It's about understanding that cause and effect.
Exactly. And that's where the parametric estimating formula comes in. It helps you quantify that relationship.
Oh, the formula. You know, I'm sure some people listening are like, oh no, math.
Right.
But it's really not that complicated. Can you walk us through it?
Oh, nice. So the basic formula is EPRImetric, which is the estimated amount for your new project equals AOLD, that's the old amount from a previous project, divided by POLD, the old value of a specific parameter, times CUR, the current value of that parameter.
Okay. Can you maybe translate that into like plain English?
Sure.
Like, for example,
yeah.
Let's say you are planning a conference and you know that last year it took, I don't know, 20 volunteers to set up the venue. So that's our old amount, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's your AOLD. And let's say, you know, this year you're expecting double the attendees.
Oh, okay. So more people coming.
Right. So you might assume you need twice as many volunteers.
Right. Intuitively, yeah.
But what if you've like streamlined the setup process or something?
Oh, okay.
So the number of attendees, that's your parameter, and you need to adjust your estimate based on how that parameter has changed.
I see. So like factoring in those unique details, those variables, that could impact your project's outcome.
Exactly. And those variables can relate to, you know, time, cost, resources, anything you can really measure in your project.
This is making me think, it's way more precise than just using data from a similar past project.
Yeah.
Like what we were calling before, analogous estimating.
Right, exactly. Analogous estimating is like saying, well, my last road trip took 8 hours, so this one probably will too.
Yeah, yeah.
But parametric estimating is saying, okay, the distance is the same, but we're taking a different route with more tolls and rest stops, you know. We need to adjust our time.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it. It's like analogous is a blurry photo.
Yeah.
And parametric brings it into focus.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that.
But this makes me wonder, how do you decide which parameters are the most important to think about? It feels like you could just get lost in a sea of variables, you know?
Oh, for sure. And not all parameters are created equal. Choosing the right ones is a big part of doing this well. Let's look at an example. Yeah, you could definitely get lost in all those variables. You got to choose the right parameters. Let's take that software development project we mentioned before. Remember, the one where the client wanted a mobile app with a ton of new features.
Oh, yeah. I bet they wanted it done like yesterday, too.
Of course. But the development team, they had used parametric estimating on other projects.
Oh, okay.
So they had like decent historical data.
That's good.
So they knew, for instance, that building a simple login feature usually took about 40 hours.
So that's their old amount.
Right.
The formula.
Yep. Now, the new app, it needed a way more complex login.
Okay.
With like two-factor authentication and social media integration.
Fancy.
Right. So the login feature, that's the parameter.
Okay.
But how complex it is, that's changed. So that's our P-curve.
Oh, I see.
Now, if they just used that old estimate of 40 hours,
yeah,
they'd be way off.
Definitely.
They had to adjust for all that new stuff, the complexity.
So how do they figure out the pulled, like the old value for that parameter?
Yeah.
Did they have a project with like a similar login?
Well, not exactly. And this is where picking the right parameters, it gets tricky. They didn't have an exact match.
Okay.
But they did have data on other features with that same level of complexity, like a payment processing system they had built.
Oh, interesting. So they used that as a guide.
Yeah. They figured the extra complexity was basically like adding another layer of security to that payment system.
I see.
And that had taken about 16 hours on a previous project.
So they just added those 16 hours to the original 40-hour estimate.
Yep. Which gave them a new estimate of 56 hours for the login system.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So that's how parametric estimating works. You break a big project down into smaller parts.
Right.
And then use data to make better predictions about each piece.
Exactly.
It's like, I don't know, a puzzle.
Uh-huh.
Where you use data points to guide you instead of just that picture on the box.
Yeah, I like that.
This whole thing, though, makes me think about something we haven't really talked about. What about the data itself?
The data?
Like, what if the data you're using is, you know, bad or incomplete? Doesn't that like mess up the whole process?
Oh, absolutely. Garbage in, garbage out, right?
Yeah.
Bad data means bad estimates.
Okay, so then how do you know if your data is any good? Like, what makes a data source good for this?
Well, first, it needs to be relevant. You know, data from a software project won't help you if you're planning a marketing campaign.
Yeah, obviously.
Right.
Right.
It's like trying to use a cookie recipe to bake bread.
Yeah. Not going to work.
And you want to make sure your data is fresh, too. Data from like 10 years ago, probably not the best, especially for something like technology.
Oh, yeah.
Things change fast. So data freshness is key. Then think about where the data is coming from. How do you know it's reliable?
Okay. Yeah. How can you tell?
Well, look at their reputation.
Of the source.
Yeah. Are they known for giving, you know, accurate and unbiased info?
Oh.
Like industry reports from well-respected organizations are probably better than some random blog post.
Right. It's kind of like when you're evaluating a website for research, you want a good source.
Exactly. And if you're using internal data, you know, from your own company, make sure it was collected consistently.
Oh, right.
If different teams are tracking time or expenses differently, your data is going to be all messed up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So data consistency is key, both within your organization and when you're using external sources.
Okay. So anything else?
Don't be afraid to be a little skeptical, you know?
Oh, yeah.
If something seems too good to be true, it probably is. Question your data, look for biases, and try to get the whole picture.
I like that. Be skeptical, but curious.
Right.
Don't just take the data at face value. Really dig in a bit.
Exactly. Because at the end of the day, parametric estimating is all about using data to make better decisions.
Right.
But if your data is bad, your decisions are going to be bad too.
That's true. So we've talked about picking the right parameters and making sure the data is good. What else should we consider to really level up our parametric estimating game? I want to be a pro.
Well, one thing that often trips people up is they forget about the human element.
The human element.
Yeah, we can get so focused on the numbers that we forget that projects are run by people.
Yeah, it's easy to forget that.
And all that messiness, it can mean delays, cost overruns, you name it, all those little hiccups.
So how do you account for that? Do you just add like a human error variable to the formula?
Well, it's not that simple. There's no like magic formula for human behavior. But you can do things to, you know, mitigate the risks.
Okay, like what?
First, get your team involved.
Oh, in the estimate.
Yeah. They're the ones actually doing the work.
Right. Of course.
They often have a good sense of potential problems or roadblocks.
That's a good point. It's easy to forget to ask the people doing the work. sometimes.
Definitely. And don't underestimate communication. Keep everyone in the loop, address concerns early, and make sure people feel comfortable giving honest feedback.
So it's about building trust and being transparent so people feel okay speaking up if they see a problem.
Exactly. And things change, you know?
Yeah.
Plans change, priorities change, and unexpected stuff happens. Be flexible, adapt, and be ready to change your estimates as you go.
So you're not creating this like rigid plan.
Nope.
It's more like data is the starting point.
Right.
And then you're willing to like adjust as needed.
Exactly. It's a tool to help you make good decisions. It's not like a crystal ball, you know?
Yeah. It's not going to tell you the future.
No.
Okay. I think that's a great point to remember. Parametric estimating can be really helpful, but you got to use it wisely. Understand its limits.
Right.
And remember, the humans are always going to be part of any project.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So where do we go from here? What else should our listeners know about parametric estimating? Well, you know, we've talked a lot about like the how of parametric estimating, the formulas, the data, all that. But to me, it's just as important to know the why, you know, why even bother with all this?
Yeah, that's a good point. It can seem like a lot of work, especially if you're used to just like going with your gut, you know?
Yeah.
So what's the benefit? Why should people use this parametric approach?
I think it really comes down to three main things: accuracy, transparency, and continuous improvement.
Okay, let's dive into those a bit. Starting with accuracy, we've touched on it, but how does parametric estimating actually get you more accurate predictions?
It's about using data. Right. Yeah. Instead of just guessing or relying on like stories you've heard, you're basing your estimates on actual trends and the statistical relationships we talked about.
Right. Right.
It doesn't mean it'll be perfect, but it'll be more informed and closer to what'll really happen.
It's like instead of throwing darts in the dark, you're actually aiming at the target.
Exactly. And that better accuracy can then impact your whole project. You get more realistic timelines, you use your resources better, and you're more likely to actually hit your goals.
Okay. So that's accuracy. What about transparency? How does this promote transparency in project management?
Well, when you use data to back up your estimates,
yeah,
you're creating a clear like audit trail, basically. So stakeholders can see exactly how you got those numbers, which builds trust.
It's like showing your work in a math problem, not just giving the answer.
Right, exactly. And that level of transparency can be super valuable, especially when it comes to like managing expectations, negotiating budgets, resolving arguments, all that.
It takes out the guessing games.
Yeah. Everyone's working from the same set of facts, so communication is way smoother.
That's good. Then there's that continuous improvement thing. You said this was iterative.
Yes.
What did you mean by that?
You're not just setting an estimate and then forgetting about it. You're always tracking how things are actually going compared to the estimate.
Oh, okay.
And then you use that data to tweak your process as you go.
So it's a feedback loop. You're learning from what you've done and then using that to get better predictions for the future.
Exactly. The more you use it, the more data you get, the better your estimates become.
Okay.
It just keeps getting better.
That's a good argument for trying this out. It's not just about making a one-time estimate. It's about building a whole system that makes you better at managing projects overall.
Exactly. And that's why I think parametric estimating is more than just some technical thing. It's like a whole mindset, a way of thinking about projects where you're using data, you're constantly learning, and you're always trying to get better.
Okay, so we've covered the what, the how, and the why of parametric estimating. Before we finish up, though, I want to leave our listeners with a little challenge, something to think about as you work on your projects.
Oh, I like a challenge. What is it?
Think about your next project, whatever it is. Work, personal goal, even planning your next vacation.
Okay.
Instead of just doing what you normally do, try applying some of these parametric estimating ideas.
I like it.
What kind of data could you gather?
Uh-huh.
Maybe look at past projects, do some research, even just track how long you spend on similar tasks yourself.
Yeah, that's a great start. Then you can figure out those key parameters that'll impact your project.
And don't forget those variables we talked about, you know, all the stuff that can happen that you didn't expect.
Definitely. The more ready you are for surprises, the better you'll handle them.
Exactly. And most importantly, don't be afraid to experiment a little. Try different things. See what works for you and just keep refining your process. Because the cool thing about parametric estimating, it's not about reaching some endpoint. It's about the journey, you know?
Perfectly said. And remember, every project is a chance to learn. So use the data, work the process, and just keep getting better.
That's a great way to put it. And on that note, it's time to wrap up our deep dive into parametric estimating. We hope you enjoyed it and that you feel like you can tackle your next project with a little more confidence and a lot more data to help you out.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Until next time, keep diving deep and keep those parametric estimates rolling.